Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Amen. He says Abraham planted a grove, that is, he planted a tree. And in that place, he called there on the name of the Lord. Jesus says that he is the true planting, planted by God, that he is the vine. So we can see that Abraham, yet not having the Bible, symbolized it with a tree, because indeed he is a tree, the tree of the living God. He says that Abraham planted a tree. What are we supposed to learn here? He did not call on any other name. He called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. That the everlasting God is the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. That Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And he knew that the Lord is the everlasting God, the undiable God. That Abraham may die, but this God cannot die. He ever lives. He is eternal. He is that ancient of days, who has no beginning of days, nor the end of life. That the Lord is the everlasting God. That's what the scripture says to us in Romans chapter 10, 11 to 13 of Romans chapter 10. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. You see, Abraham was saved because he called upon the name of the Lord. For the scripture said so, that whosoever shall call on the Lord, who is the Lord, the word of God, shall be saved. That there is no other name under heaven given among men where we can be saved, except the name of the Lord. That the Lord is the everlasting God, the eternal God. That Abraham was not ashamed of him. He wasn't ashamed of him. He said there Abraham planted a tree and called on the name of the Lord. He mentioned his name. And so he's saying to us that Abraham believed the scriptures. He believed the word of God. And he was not ashamed of him. Jesus says that anyone that is ashamed of me and of my words, the same I'll be ashamed of. So that's why he was never ashamed of Abraham. He says, I am the God of Abraham. Oh, may God also boast of you. God wants to boast of us, those who believe on him. That he said if we testify of him, as Abraham did, he said he will testify of you. Mm-hmm. And that's why he came to us. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That Abraham called on the name of this everlasting God, which God, the God of the Holy Bible, that the word of God is that everlasting God Abraham called on. His mind was stayed on him. See what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 concerning the everlasting God. Matthew 24, reading verse 35. heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You see, heaven and earth, everything he created, who the word of God. Say, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. He says, they shall pass away, but the Creator cannot pass away. That the Creator is the everlasting God. Who is the Creator? The Word. That all things were made by Him. By the word of the Lord were everything made. So, Jesus says that the everlasting one is the Word. The Word of God, which He is. And so he's saying to us that we should turn to this everlasting God in our heart as Abraham did. We should believe on this everlasting God as Abraham did. We should pray to this everlasting God as Abraham did. He called upon the name of the Lord. That's why we pray in the name of this everlasting God. What is his name? Jesus Christ, the Lord. And it is only that name we are to call on. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the word of God shall be saved. See, Hebrews chapter 7, reading from verse 24 to verse 25. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You see, God gave us the everlasting one, the one that can never leave us nor forsake us, the good word of God. He said, this man, who the mind of the Holy Bible does not pass away, does not change. And so he's able to save everyone that come to God by him. He says, if you come to this man and you believe that he is the everlasting God, he said, you shall be saved. See here the scriptures. That it is this man that is the everlasting God. Which man? The man from heaven. The Lord from heaven, he's a spiritual man. And that because he ever lives and is able to intercede on your behalf, whether in life or death, it don't make no difference to him because he's always living. That the word of God is living. And so that he is that everlasting God and he is the Savior. Who? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That he came to save us. To give us knowledge of the everlasting. That's why he said this is life eternal. That they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus whom he sent. He sent Jesus. He gave us Jesus. He gave us his word. And this word of God, the life of this word is God himself. That's why he says in him was life. He says the Son can do nothing by himself. As he sees the Father do, so he does. That the life of the scripture is God himself. That's why he said, this is my body. Take it. Who? The living God. So loved us, he offered us his Son. He gave us his body. He said, body that has prepared me. That this body is the everlasting God by which we can come to God. He said, everyone that come to God by this Son of God shall be saved. Because the Father dwells in him. He said to Philip, have I been so long a time with you, Philip, you don't know me. The words you are hearing that I'm speaking is not me speaking, it's the Father dwells in me. That every word in the Bible we are reading is the word of the Holy Ghost. And that's why he said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That it is the Lord Almighty that is speaking to us from the pages of the Bible. And this God is everlasting. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Jesus cannot pass away. That Jesus is the word of the living God. And therefore, anyone that comes to God by Jesus Christ shall be saved. Because Jesus is the everlasting God. That's why he says, I am a father of one, who the Son of God said to us. He is the one that reveals the Father unto us. He said the Father dwells in him, so that we will not be looking for the Father. He said, why are you still looking for him? He that seeth me has seen the Father. My Father is a spirit. That spirit is in this word. That the words I speak, they are spirit, they are living. That which you eat him. That if he enter into us, he will give us life. That as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to his word to have life in himself. That he is that everlasting God. See what Malachi wrote in Malachi chapter 3. Verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's why he said, I am the God of Jacob. He said, you sons of Jacob are not consumed because I am the Lord, the everlasting God whom Abraham called on. Who? The God of the Holy Scriptures. That's why he says salvation was of the Jews. Because he was dwelling among them. As he commanded Moses to make him a tabernacle that he may dwell among them. And he did through the Scriptures. Now he says, I am the Lord who said so, the Holy Scriptures. Now he says, because I don't pass away, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's always living. He's able to intercede for you. And therefore, you cannot be consumed. Can't finish. Since there is always one that is undiable. You all may go, but I don't go. I don't change. That's what the scripture said to us. Jesus the same yesterday. Jesus the same today, Jesus the same forevermore. What does that mean? The Holy Bible, the Holy Word of God, the Holy Scripture, the same yesterday. Say, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made in the beginning. The same word is active today. The same word of God is everlasting. He is the everlasting God, the true God. And that anyone that comes to him should believe. See what the scripture says again in Hebrews chapter 1, reading from verse 10 to 12. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Fantastic. He said, thou, Lord, has made the foundation of the earth. He says he is the creator of the earth and the heavens. You see, when you say in the beginning, God created, he say it's the Lord that created. And as it now tells us, all shall perish, but thou remain the same, unchangeable. That's the reason why he wants us to receive the unchangeable. He wants us to have him so that we would not fail. This is the reason why he gave us Jesus Christ, as the scripture says in John, that famous scripture in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Say, whosoever believes in the Son of God, whosoever believes in the Word of God, that the Word of God is the everlasting one, is the everlasting God, he say he shall be saved. He will have the everlasting life because that's what he believed. And everyone that believes in him receives him. And to those who have received him, he gives them power to have everlasting life, to become children of God. As he cannot die, he said they cannot die. Look at verse 36 of John 3. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abided on him. You hear what the scripture says? He says it's only those who believe in his Son that have the Son. Who is the Son of God? He says the Word of God. That it is this Word of God alone that has everlasting life. It is this Word of God alone that endures forever. It is this Word of God alone that is undiable. Therefore, you see, he that believes on him and receives him has everlasting life, because he is that everlasting one. So, you see, that person cannot perish, but he has passed from death unto life. See what John wrote in the First John chapter 5. If we read from verse 11 to 12. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. What life? Everlasting life. What is everlasting life? He said to know him, the only true God. For he is the only true God, whom God sent. That Jesus is the only true God. That the Word of God is the only true God. He says, he that has him in his heart. How do we receive him? We know. When we know him, we believe on him, that's how we receive him. We don't go for another. That anyone that comes to him must believe that he is God. That is the salvation. That faith in him alone is the salvation. That the only way to please this God is to believe on him whom he sent. And that when we believe, we are sealed with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed with his Spirit, is what he said. He will not give us the Spirit of the Scriptures in our heart, crying, Abba, Father. That's why John, continuing in the 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life, or everlasting life. Little children, keep yourselves from every other god. They are idols. So he says, how do we enter him? The apostle says, he says, through knowing him. That when we know that this one is the everlasting God, then we are in him. He is in us. By the knowledge he has given to us, that we know that the Son of God is come, that the Word of God was made flesh according to the Scripture, that the virgin will conceive and bring forth, that he came out of the Scriptures. It is because the Scripture says the virgin will conceive, that's why Jesus became flesh. It's because the Scripture says that he shall be crucified and died, that's why he died. Because the Scripture says he will be raised the third day, that's how he came up again. What was fulfilled? The Scriptures. Who is the Son of God? The Scriptures. That it is his saying that comes to pass. He is that everlasting one. He is that author and the finisher of our faith. He is that power of God. That God spoke, it was done. That heaven and earth shall pass away. No one jot of the Scripture will fail, because they abide there forever. And that this is that everlasting one God wants us to receive. He says, once we know that it is the Word of God that is everlasting, then we are locked into everlasting life. We can never perish, because we are seeing him that is everlasting. And therefore, he says, he's in us, we are in him. By faith. And so that's why he's preaching the everlasting to us. That's why his gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is called the everlasting gospel. It's not the gospel of the dyable flesh, the gospel of the undyable Jesus. The gospel of the undyable Bible. The gospel of the undyable Word of God. That God proved him to us that he cannot die. He let him die the third day he came up again. All the more wonderful that God certified they certify him dead. And he came up again. Say, how did he come again? He said, because of the spirit of life that was in him. Who is that spirit of life? God. The spirit of holiness. That it was God that was in Christ. He says, I have power to lay down my life, power to take it again. This commandment I've received from my Father. What is that power? The power of the scriptures. And that it is the scripture that is the everlasting God. There's not any other God that is coming. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, he is the everlasting God. See Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, reading verse 16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. He's saying to us that the Lord Jesus, the Bible is very clear in what he's saying. The scripture cannot lie. He said the Lord Jesus himself is God, even our Father. Listen to what he says. He cannot lie. I read again verse 16 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, he is God. Even our Father, who the everlasting Father. That's why he said unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name is everlasting Father. Adam is not the everlasting Father. Adam was a natural father that dies. But he said, Jesus is that everlasting Father. He said, because this man does not die. Oh, he is God that came from above. Adam is not God. Jesus is God, the true God, whom we are to give ourselves to. So Joshua, he said, meditate on my word. You will not fail. Because he cannot fail. He abides forever. And so he says he has given us an everlasting hope. A hope that maketh not ashamed. Why? Because it's the hope that cannot fail. Sure and secured. Eternal in the heavens. That forever, O Lord, the word of God is settled in heaven. Who is that settled one? Jesus Christ. The living scriptures. He say he is our God today, tomorrow, and forever. That Abraham called upon this God. Isaac called upon this God. Jacob, call on this God. Moses was there. Samuel called upon this God. David called upon this God. The apostles called upon this God. And Peter said, there's no other name under heaven. We call upon Jesus of Nazareth. That by him, this man is made whole before you. And that's why this gospel of Jesus is being preached to us. You see, whosoever believes on this God. This everlasting God, this unchangeable God, he says he shall be saved. For him alone has everlasting life. A final scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6, reading from verse 14 to 16. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He said we should keep his word. That's why he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Keep the scriptures. and my Father will love you. The Father is the life of the commandment you are keeping, who the Holy Spirit himself. He said, keep his word, that in his times he shall show the only powerful, the only undiable, the only one that has immortality, that it is the word that has immortality. Only the word of God. And then that's why he is the everlasting God. All other gods, see, the idols, all other gods, the works of men. He's the only one that has life. He's telling us that he's the only one that is living. That's why he's called the living God. Because he's that one that has life to give. That's why he said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What life does he give unto us? Eternal life. What is that eternal life? The knowledge of the true God. He came to give us eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. He that has the Son of God has the Father, has eternal life. He that does not have the Son of God, you see, that person is, the wrath of God is abiding upon him. Because he has not believed the record of God. He has not believed the testimony God gave concerning his Son. It means that one has made God a liar. He has not believed that the word of God is indeed the Son of the living God. That God spoke unto men, that none of the scripture came privately. That God spoke. That is how we got the Holy Scriptures. They are the very words of God that proceeded from the Father. He says he cannot return back void. He can't perish. They abided forever. That he's our God, we should worship him. That his name is Jesus. And so God saved us. He didn't want us to perish. So he gave us his Son. So that through his Son, he can bring us to himself. He said he himself saved us. He himself gave us this hope, this consolation, this assurance. Who? God himself gave us Jesus Christ. Gave us his body. He said, take it. There's no lie in him. You can't die. He said, if you eat Jesus, if you eat my flesh, you will live forever. That Jesus don't have a different life. The life of Jesus is the Father himself. The Holy Spirit dwells in the scriptures. And therefore, he is that God the whole world is looking for. That God is not anywhere. Jesus says that God is in me. Dwells in me. Come unto me, all you that labor. And every lady looking for God, he said, I will give you rest. I will show you God because I am that God, that everlasting God. May the Lord change our heart. May he turn us again and cause his face to shine, because the face of God is the face of Jesus Christ. Once you see his face, you have seen God. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, you are believing God, because he is indeed the everlasting one. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.